This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison celebrating some birthdays today. One of the first people out here. It is his birthday today. So celebrate alongside with us. Also, we're going to keep the name of the kiddo private for now, but I want to thank Josh and his son for just... they have done an epic amount of stuff helping us try to find auction items and everything for Peace-A-Thon. And then his little boy raised money to donate to Peace-A-Thon. And that's just...
and he wrote a note, too.
That's just downright heartwarming, man.
That is awesome. I love that. He said, I want to help Friends for Peace-A-Thon. That is really cool, man. What a way to start things.
It really is. Yeah, you know what? Clap some more. I like that very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Nice job, little man.
Right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas.
Now, if I use selective hearing this morning, it was that Mike McCarthy is definitely getting a contract extension.
That's what I heard.
Is that also what you heard?
Can you confirm?
It sounds like it's certainly a potential rehiring, that he hasn't dismissed anything the way most everybody on the outside of the building has already done.
Right. You're talking about Bobby Bell. I got what you're saying. when we talked with Stephen Jones yesterday, it felt like he laid it out for us pretty clearly in terms of Jake Ferguson and Zach Martin. Not saying it's impossible, but it doesn't look like they'll be good to go for Thursday. With Trayvon Diggs then being described as a maybe, and them feeling really confident about Tyler Smith and Brandon Cooks being back in. I realize it was just Monday. You had just played. There's still time, but I thought that was a really insightful breakdown of like where they are on the injury recovery front.
Yeah, and you might add Jake Ferguson into that probably not category.
Yeah,
right?
And same with Awesome Richards.
Like it's a high ankle sprain, and it's probably a couple weeks for him, which is unfortunate because I thought he was performing awfully well out there.
Yeah, and he was.
There was a reason why they were kind of, I don't know if it was alternating series, but working both guys in there, because I thought he was doing a nice job. And at least he understood where he was supposed to line up on the line of scrimmage.
See, okay, I'm with you on that. And then when I look at the group of, I know we were just talking about Ferguson, Martin, Tyler Smith, Trayvon Diggs, Brandon Cooks. It feels like they all have like a defined role and slot on this team, whereas Awesome Richards, to your point, he's fighting to be like, hey, I could be a starter or I could be a backup that you feel really comfortable with. So that injury feels especially unfortunate for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if we go back to what Jason Garrett used to say about this league is about meritocracy. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't matter how you got here, it's how, what you do when you get here. And I think, you know, if you can make an argument that he was playing awfully, awfully well. Now, I understand what they want to do with Tyler Guyton. They need to get him reps, this first-round pick. He needs the experience. He hasn't played a lot of football at the tackle position in his college career, right? And so, you know, you're kind of got an eye towards the future, but you're looking at a pretty physically talented guy. Now he's got to put that to work. But again, when you're in, you know, the bullets are flying, you're trying to win games. I thought Awesome Richards did a really, really nice job. And because they were using him at tackle, they used other guys at the guard position, which he could have gone in and played guard too, but they liked how he was playing tackle. So, yeah, that one is unfortunate. And I think the other guys, you know, it's really hard to say because if you, you know, kind of read maybe the fine print, it was a walkthrough. Whatever they did yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were projecting, you know. So today's really the only day that they will have somewhat of a practice, but no pads. So maybe you get a better idea today just where some of these guys are, or if they're just trying to get them to Thursday on this short week.
Yeah, trying to get them to Thursday is a very important thing.
Yes, I am in that same boat this week as well.
We're all trying to get to Thursday.
Yeah, I agree with you on that for sure.
Mickey, the Twitterverse yesterday went nuts about Mozzie's game, and I was kind of curious what you've seen from him as this year's gone along, because against Washington, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think... you know, he had a nice performance. I know it sometimes it doesn't, you know, show up on the stat sheet, but I think he's been doing a decent job holding down the fort. You know, the guy everybody overlooks is
Chauncey Golston.
Chauncey and Oso Digizua. I mean, Oso played, I wanted to say 90, well, I can tell you. The amount of snaps he played in the game was a heavy load for a guy playing defensive tackle. He played 91% of the snaps at defensive tackle. That's a load, right?
Yeah.
Golston played 80%. So they were really leaning on those younger guys on the defensive line. I think Mozzie was at about 50%. And they've kind of... You know, I don't want to say they've given up, but, you know, for the Linville Josephs of the world and Carlos Watkins, they're getting maybe 10 dozen snaps, but they're really relying on these other guys to hold down the fort on the defensive line. And I thought for the most part, they did a pretty darn good job, not only, you know, doing a nice job against the run, but as a group. Would they end up with 4 sacks? They have 5 the week before.
Yep.
So they're doing a better job up front. And, you know, for their sake, it's nice that at some point you get rewarded. You know, you can play well the week before and you lose and everything's negligible, right? But if you get a win, some of this stuff that they've been doing finally gets some recognition.
And there were two other things that I wanted to like go a little further and recognize as well. I know one of them was on the last play of the game, but the Commanders turned the ball over 3 times on Sunday. They only turned the ball over 5 times all season. So
right.
Even if you want to discount the Hail Mary at the end of the game, like they were still uncharacteristically coughing up the ball, and you obviously some of the credit for that goes to the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The hit Donovan Wilson put on, I forgot who it was, it caused the fumble. You know, that was, you know, and it's not only the takeaways, but the pass breakups, right?
Yes.
When you see that many pass breakups, then somebody's doing something right. I think they finished with like 7 pass breakups. 3 of them to Josh Butler, but they were getting to the ball. So, and a lot of that getting to the ball is, your guys up front are putting pressure on the quarterback who has not turned the ball over. What do you have? Went into the game with three interceptions, something like that?
I believe that is correct.
Rookie quarterback, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But if you get pressure on them, then they got to get the ball out and they're not quite as accurate, or they can't wait all day for their guy to get open. So, yeah, credit to, you know, the whole group. Now, here's the question. Can they do it again?
Yeah, against the Giants.
I guess the Giants, look, I'm optimistic. The Cowboys got their first scoreless quarter since October 6th.
I know.
Against
I
the
know.
Steelers. That's obviously too damn long. But good for them for getting it done. I think they can have, by no means am I going to argue that this team is going to dominate anybody, but I think they can have a controlling effort against the Giants.
Well, and they need to, and they're playing a backup quarterback, right?
Yes.
And if I remember,
a third string, arguably.
Really? And yeah. then if I remembered correctly, their offense was getting shut down completely until late to get a touchdown.
That is correct. Their offense looked terrible in that game.
Yeah, and it sounded like I think it was Neighbors. There might be a little give up going on.
And Dable yesterday was like, yeah, no, I kind of see some of the points he's making about us not really giving it our all in that game. So that's problematic. That team has problems for sure.
So that's a team that you know, we talk about it more tomorrow or whatever, but don't give them any hope that they can win the game. You got to jump on them early and give them a nice soft pillow to lay their heads on instead of sitting there going, okay, well, now, you know, maybe we might win this game, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let them get that in their minds, and they will tuck tail. I guarantee you that. So they need to be able to get off to a good start. You know, if you win the toss, take the ball and drive downfield and score a touchdown.
Hey,
defer this. Go score a touchdown.
Man, I really want a football shirt for the Cowboys that says defer this. I think that
where's the arrow pointing?
Oh,
I bet you guys could make that happen.
Yes, you know, that is a good point. We probably can.
We know a guy.
Yeah, you know a guy. You got a guy.
The Cowboys scored their first offensive touchdown in the third quarter last week, so maybe we're on an offensive roll all of a sudden. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Same time, same station?
That's right. And just, you know, bear with us if we're grumpy tomorrow. We'll be in the midst of our charity show, so it'll be a long day.
What time are you starting?
6 in the morning.
God bless you.
There you
Thank
go.
You, Mickey.
Thank
really
you very much,
that.
Good sir. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Now, I know I was kind of joking about being tired and grumpy. Actually, tomorrow is Peace-a-thon. I don't know if you guys feel this way at all. I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. I have a lot of angst going into Peace-a-thon because we all want to make it like as perfect as possible. But then once we get to the day, I'm usually like, oh, yeah, this is super fun. And, like, people want to bring up food and hang out and give money to My Possibilities and bid on stuff. And it ends up being a blast every single year. It's just the days and weeks leading up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To it that I get kind of...
I think I've told you this. It's about 3 months out when I start stressing out about it and like and the whole process of it. And the as we get closer, somebody asked earlier and they said, how do y'all make it through the grind? How do y'all prepare for the grind? And I said, on that day, I just react. Like I ignore it until that day, and then on that day I react to it all. And throughout the day, man, it becomes to a point. I'm always impressed with what you do, Kevin, because you're quarterbacking the whole thing, and you have all these different voices coming in throughout the day. We have the entire station comes on and pops on. Mike is there doing Mike things all day long.
Like
and,
what?
Like coming in and singing Hall & Oates to start the morning.
And a somewhat altered rated R version.
Yeah.
Of that was tremendous.
And so there's all these different voices throughout the day. It kind of, when we started this, that was a difficult part, was filling the room up.
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody's there taking part in it. It's a lot of fun on that front too. But there are times when, you know, I get a real opportunity to see where our money is, how much we are, where we're at, what we can continue to add to it and stuff. And that's a lot of fun too.
So I just want to give a quick overview as the website is now up. It's live. It's going 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. If you want to get involved, we have autographed memorabilia of, there's a lot more, but Troy Aikman, Magic Johnson, Jamie Benn, Patrick Mahomes, Corey Seager, Joe Montana, Mike Madonna, Walter Payton, Micah Parsons, Jason Witten, and like I said, a lot more. Frank Thomas, Tom Glavin. We're not just going to keep listing
Mike's autographed chair.
Yes, Mike's autographed chair from the
famous
whole
people
team
now
at the Fan. That's right. And then we've got a suite for a Rangers game with us and Derek Holland to come hang out for the game and the suite. We've got a suite for a Cowboys preseason game that I believe comes with 26 tickets at midfield. And Corey has procured a CeeDee Lamb and DeMarvion Overshown icy white autographed Cowboys helmet. We're doing a raffle for the first time ever for the Luka Doncic autographed basketball that I got directly from the Mavericks. Like, I literally went to the Mavericks offices, and they gave it to me, and it's the certificate of authenticity is from the Mavericks, which are like, hey, it's from us. We're doing a raffle for that. Only $10 per entry for that full-size authorized basketball.
One ticket for $10, three for $25, and
ooh,
10 tickets for $80. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Okay,
there.
I did not know that.
And
fantastic.
Kevin, here's the little information on it.
Yeah.
Enter to win a signed Luka Doncic basketball. Some say he injured his wrist while autographing this very ball.
I don't think that
by
is,
some
does
we
it
mean
really
Corey.
Say that oh
yeah,
no.
It says by some we mean Corey. So I did,
oh,
I did
goodness.
As we were writing that last night, I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and have some fun with that one. But yeah, tickets, it's fascinating because last night immediately people already started buying those tickets. That's the first time we've ever done something like that to add a little extra juice to it all.
Now I want to just throw out a couple of things. We've got a pair of lower bowl tickets for Monday Night Raw in January at the AAC. This is the most complicated one. I'll have to look up the item number. We have four tickets to All in 2025, the AEW
Jerry Jones
pay-per-view. No, this will be an actual All in.
Okay.
The pay-per-view at Globe Life Field from AEW. Look, I can't promise you it's going to come with a backstage meet and greet, but I think it's going to come with a backstage meet and greet. It's just sometimes AEW is a little bit more difficult than everybody else to like nail down on specific details. But just keep that in mind. I'm going to do everything I can to include some extra stuff with that. If you need to have a will, we have not one, not two, but three different wills set up on there. If you want a Mavericks experience behind the scenes with Chris Arnold, it's on there. You want to sit in the booth with Chuck Morgan or Jared Sandler and Eric Nadell, those experiences are on there. Lots of booze. Play in the Cowboys golf tournament with a friend or with RJ Choppy, and he can be your friend. So you'll have like executives for the Cowboys walking around, former players, current players. That place is a happening.
We, Kevin, we spent a lot of time at spring training making sure every guest that came up into the booth, they autographed the ball. And so
yes,
we got that one up there, too. That's got Bochy's name on it, Josh Young's name on it. There are a bunch of other ones as well. I think this is a really cool item that I'm going to be bidding on for sure. Mike delivered this one to us. It is a minimalist World Series print.
That is awesome.
And it is printed by S. Preston, inscribed with Eric Nadell wrote on it himself. He autographed it himself, and it says, "Rangers fans, you're not dreaming." So if you want to re-celebrate that and have it in your house, that is an awesome thing. That I think is that only one, or is it two
specific signature? I only know of one. I'm not saying they don't exist anywhere in the world. But
the prints are limited to 500. Yep. It has an authenticity of this is, I believe it's number 191 of 500. Yep. So I bought that one and then got Eric to sign it.
That is too cool, man. Like, that part of it is just awesome.
So these are the things that I love from the 940. Peace-a-thon is the best fundraiser since Jerry's Kids. I love that. From the 469, to me, Peace-a-thon is much of a Thanksgiving tradition as the Cowboys game is. And that is freaking amazing. And, yes, from the 214, you can have dinner with Brian Broaddus. You can get
at Hurtado.
Yeah, you can get a dinner with Derek Holland and Eric Nadell if you want. So, yes, those are still up there. And then I know they're kind of having some fun with it, but how many pizzas do y'all consume during Peace-a-thon? For the first time ever, there will be a pizza truck at my possibilities
Pizza ISD
tomorrow from Pizza ISD from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I believe. And if you want to stop by, buy pizzas. 65% of their proceeds are going to go to my possibilities.
Yeah, he's got the buffet experience at the top of the list, too. You can get that. You can bid on that. It's a buffet experience. He'll pull up to your place, and then y'all can eat pizza and make the pizza right there in his pizza bus. That's a Tolo right there that just has been with us. He's offered things since the very first one, and this is an awesome option.
And then from the 737, can you bid on anything online if you don't live near? Yes, there is an option to have not all, but many of the items shipped out to you. And for some of the experiences and stuff, we can transfer a certificate to you really easily. So if you don't live in the area, you want to bid on some stuff, you have plenty of options. It's clearly noted what will and what will not ship if you want to go ahead and make some bids.
Yeah, when it comes to if you're in the area, the biggest goal of ours was to get people to go visit and see what My Possibilities is all about. So My Possibilities has all of the stuff, and they will be giving it to you. The hipsters also, the students that go to My Possibilities, they are the ones that are working on that. It's part of their life skills that they get to work on and help out and learn with. So this is a really cool opportunity for them, but it's also a great opportunity for you to see where your money is going whenever you buy these and donate like you do.
And historically, I would say, not only to keep up with your bids or donations, take a look at the website tomorrow. History tells us new things will be added. Maybe not everyone is excited about new things going up on the website, but history says they will be. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus choose your own adventure of chaos. Ooh. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison, where one of the fun parts about this whole thing is during the breaks, Corey has been doing giveaways courtesy of Buffalo Wild Wings and Miller Lite. You can sign up to win the pair of Cowboys tickets. And one more thing I want to say about Peace-a-thon, because we've already talked about a few people about this. If you see anything on the list worth bidding that you're like, that might not be for me, but I know who would want it, like friend, family member, whatever, pass it along. Or if you know anybody who wants to donate and they're looking for a big tax write-off, well, go ahead and pass that link along as well. We would love all of that. And now it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it, Buffalo Wild Wings. It is time for AM on the FM. I appreciate
you're getting applause
that
out here, Alec. This
Thank
is awesome.
You for that. Thank you for that. I do want to mention a couple of things that I've been asked because I am a part of the holiday rotation for the most part. So a couple of programming notes for you. One, I've been asked a million times. I will be here all 13 hours tomorrow, so
hell,
I will be hanging out with you guys.
There you go.
And on Friday, all of you guys don't want to show up, but I do. So I'm going to be here with the dude that Mike called Peter, James Tritely. We're going to be from 10 to 2. So you can
Talking
hang out
Jerry,
with us
right?
then. I think so. So
yes, you will be.
Yeah, 10:30. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. So excited for that. No Friday football feast, but if you want to send us wings, we will be happy because we will be hungry. But
and you know what? Just for the record, Alec deserves some wings. He works really, really hard. He doesn't get to come out on – any of these remotes. So yeah, reward him.
I would appreciate that. I get hungry because, you know, it's lunch time. We got the lunch rush coming up here in just a little bit, 12:20 every day, Monday through Friday. Like, it's literally in part of the show. So, you know, these protein bars only get me so far. But I'm going to go to today's national calendar, as well as we're going to do a first here, a choose your own adventure. You're going to choose what we talk about here in just a moment after we answer the question of the day. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, Twitch, and YouTube. I got you pulled up as well. Want to hear from you. There's only one miscellaneous holiday today, which is kind of disappointing. I like having options, but it's a strong one. Today is National Cake Day. So I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite variety of cake? 877-881-1053. Because I know it can get controversial. Some people don't like the basic stuff. Some people think that chocolate cake is the only right way to make cake. Some people think vanilla cake is the worst thing to happen on planet Earth. I don't know. You tell me.
I love yellow cake with chocolate frosting. That is my all-time number one cake. I'm sure it will be mocked for its simplicity. I think it is delicious.
It's a great cake.
Yes.
It's very simple, isn't it?
I was just waiting for him to be like, for six-year-old birthday.
It's great. Usually, that's what I would usually ask my mom to make for my birthday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
All right.
Yeah, when I was eight, yeah, it was definitely the one that I asked for.
Okay.
and as my taste buds grew, carrot cake became my favorite cake.
Oh.
Carrot cake is the one that, like, it's when it's moist and it has all those different textures in it. It's just and Mike, I know you make a really good carrot cake. Do you do a buttercream frosting on top?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, buttercream frosting is the way to go.
Well, it's cream cheese.
Yeah, cream cheese. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's the way to do it. I love it.
I mean, those are the two main ingredients, and sugar would be your third. there's vanilla extract.
You put raisins in it?
No.
Okay, interesting.
My wife doesn't like raisins.
Okay.
Like, not. I'm sure she'd eat them, but she doesn't like them in desserts.
Adrian doesn't either. She's the same way. Do you put nuts in it? Do you put like walnuts or pecans?
I crush up the pecan so much to give it saltiness because my wife doesn't like nuts in her desserts either.
What about the carrot shards? Do you put?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd just be a spice cake, right? I mean, pretty much a carrot cake is a spice cake.
Mm-hmm.
You're just adding carrots, and people are like, "Oh, carrots!" You don't taste the carrots at all. It's actually just adding moisture to the cake.
You know what another phenomenal cake is rum cakes. Rum cakes are really good.
There is a lady. I'm sorry,
somebody's calling for a rum cake.
They might be
right
a
now.
Listener right now, and this was a while back. She was a Tolo. She brought us some rum cakes. They were amazing. And she might be listening right now, like, yeah, that was me. But thank you from about 5 years ago when you did that. They were great.
Let's see. From the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, lots of lemon cake coming in here at the top of the list.
Lemon cake's good.
From the 214 spice cake, from the 903 carrot cake. Carrot cake is the goat from the 469. German chocolate cake from the 817.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you know where that's from?
Germany.
German, Texas.
What?
Yes.
Like
West? That's not a German dessert at all.
My life is a lie.
That is
made
from Texas.
I would never have known
this
that had you not said it.
I suddenly hate it now. It's fraudulent. Like, I hate that. It's lying to me. Just like I hate the Pop-Tarts bowl because they said there was going to be an edible mascot and then the dude disappears into a giant box and a version of him that's about a third smaller comes out. I don't like that.
Did you think they were going to actually eat a person during that bowl game?
Yes, that's what was told to me. That's what was projected to me. So my standard, and I watched the entire game. I did not care about either team in the game last year. I just wanted to see the demise of that Pop-Tart mascot, and it did not happen.
Yeah, it was invented in Dallas.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit wrong. I thought it was in, like, kind of the hill country. It says German chocolate cake was invented in Dallas, Texas in 1957.
Wow, that's amazing.
I did not know that.
I also had this. A good tres leches.
Yes.
So good.
That's my pick.
Oh, man. I will tell you
three
what.
Milks.
I don't know if he wants to be sharing this story.
A lot of milk.
Which three milks, though? I've never known.
Almond.
Chocolate.
If you want
chocolate,
to irritate Dave Raymond,
okay.
Give him some tres leches.
He doesn't like tres leches?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a bum. No, yeah. I mean, I really
He feels like they're using two milks that don't need to be used.
Too many milks.
He's a one milk guy.
Okay.
Okay.
I never knew that.
I don't know if I'm going to find myself ever wanting to irritate Dave Raymond, but I'll write that down. Thanks, Mike.
That's yours, though, Alec. That's the one that you were going to say. I'm sorry that I stepped on that.
No, I think that, yeah, that outside of dark chocolate, I've really started to like that. Like, that was one of those things that as a kid, you're like, no, like, it's got to be milk chocolate. It's got to be semi-sweet. It's got to be, you know, the sugariest thing on the planet. But you realize dark chocolate's equally as good and as better for you. So on the birthday, I usually do dark chocolate cakes, and those are very, very good. So tres leches is my cheat cake, though.
Well, I'd say you're not our brother from another mother, because my two are carrot cake and then chocolate cake with yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yes.
So like my two favorites are y'all's favorites, which is I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Stuck in the middle with you.
That's why I'm stuck miles away. So I'm going to let you. I might actually. I'm starting.
Before you go here, Nick Eatman's on the TV right now. Before you move on.
I'm going to cancel him for tomorrow. Sorry.
Kevin.
Oh, we broke up.
When you eat cake, do you slide all the icing off of it? Is that how it is all the time?
No. So the way I did that was with those store-bought cupcakes that are like, here's the deal. What if we give you 40% cupcake and 60% icing? And I'm like, the ratio is all wrong.
That's fair.
All right. Hot take. Store-bought cupcakes are horrible.
Nine times out of ten, yes.
I agree.
I fully agree.
Nothing against the grocery stores. I guess you guys are selling them to kids, and they eat the frosting off of the... I think that's why they do it.
No, it's just like the idea.
It's like kids...
Hey, kid, you want some cupcakes?
But they're horrible. Absolutely. Now, you go to Nothing But Cake, stuff like that. They're great. But you just go to your local grocery store and buy those cupcakes pre-made. F minus. Horrible.
Okay,
I'm going to let you choose your own adventure to wrap things up here. I've got three different articles that are all equally as chaotic. We have weed burritos, college football ticket prices, or a possible Death Star in real life.
I want to know weed burritos.
What? You don't want to know about the real Death Star?
There's no such thing.
Whoa, we have to hear the article.
All right,
find
fine.
Out.
Let's do Star Wars.
I kind of like the weed burrito.
Damn it.
But we can go with the Star
Burrito. Two weed burritos to one Star... thing.
You know what?
Star Wars.
I'll be the tiebreaker here, and I'll say we're going to go Death Star here.
Okay.
So scientists in China have been working on developing something similar to the giant ion cannon that is featured on the Death Star. And they have actually made a successful mock-up using a new type of high-power microwave that combines electromagnetic waves with ultra-precise timing technology to boost power output to a single attack target. So it's
good, but it's probably cheaply made and it'll fall apart in 3 months.
I thought Mike was going to start waving and saying he was a microwave
made from China.
Oh, that would have been great. The only difference. The only difference from the real Death Star in the movies is that it has 8 different power outlets that kind of converge in the middle to make a single beam. The one in real life has 7. And the issue that they have right now is that microwaves are so fragile and dust and particles can break them up. So they can only use it a very short distance right now. The answer to that is giving it more power. The issue there, they don't have batteries that have enough power to actually launch it a specific distance to, say, take out a satellite or something. So they can only use it indoors right now in very short ranges, but they think in a few years that they might have a real one that's kind of like the movie.
So he's saying like a couple double A's isn't going to work out right
now?
You need one of those square batteries, the rectangular batteries.
Like, you never have them in the house when you actually need them, like the one time every 5 years that you need one for a Christmas decoration or something.
Yeah, and they sell them in packs of like 18. They're like, here, buy all these.
And it's like $45. It's like, I don't want to buy all that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's gross, but that's my time. I have a feeling we might do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, because I want to. I think the weed burrito would have been a better story.
We'll talk about weed burritos tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Some fiery hot opinions on AM on the FM.
You really have.
Thanks, Alec. I'm engaged.
That's a good deal.
Congrats, Sue.
We're the KNC masterpiece. So dumb. That's a dumb joke right here.
I loved it.
No, I liked it. She's my lover.
Oh, my God. 105.3. Look, tomorrow's going to be 13 hours of this.
Jess is coming up tomorrow. Your lover's coming up to the show?
Yeah, my lover is, too.
My wife is going to probably come up to the show, though with the kiddo not having been feeling very well. I'm not positive about that. Coming up next, it's
You can say, hey, what does a seal say, Noah? And he'll know exactly
what
to do.
That's true, because he coughs like a seal. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Would you have what it takes to sue your dad? Next on The Fan.
On third and three, they give us a Justice Hill. Sweeping left side, crosses midfield. He's to the 40. Charger 30. Leg race 20. Justice Hill 10. He's in. Touchdown, Ravens. Justice Hill goes 51 yards. And the Ravens extend their lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison. Had a lot of fun already today. People have been bringing by stuff, saying hello, celebrating birthdays, maybe even dropping off some money for Peace-a-thon. We thank you guys very, very much for all of that. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy? Really hope that comes across air every time.
Do people do that in their cars and at work?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff
quick
too?
Question. Okay, there's a lot of head shaking.
Okay.
Text in or hit us up on Twitch and YouTube. Do you say dip in the car?
That's too cool.
I love it.
I do it in my sleep.
Okay, that's awesome. Of course, Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shoot your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now let's start by going back to that Monday night football game. The Ravens are, of course, victorious. They put up a season-high 30 points against the Chargers. I guess that's the most points the Chargers have given up this season. And Lamar Jackson is amazing on Monday Night Football. He has 22 touchdown passes with zero interceptions. And he's 7-2. And those other two games have been like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah, they didn't score enough.
Yeah, probably. That's a good point. But
that's the major analytic. Remember
yes.
that. Out of all analytics, the final score of the game is
that
the
will.
Most important analytic.
Now, to go along with that, would you be saying this, Corey, if your team lost? Derrick Henry ran the ball 24 times for 140 yards, so almost 6 yards per carry. Khalil Mack said of facing Derrick Henry, keep in mind this game just happened and they lost. Quote, I don't think it's hard to play against that guy, and hopefully we see his team again. That's all. Stop what you're doing.
Really?
That
was it a third and two last night that somebody was in the backfield? And he still stiff-armed out that guy and then ran around the next one and stiff-armed another one as he got the first down. And I was like, dude, it's not just tough yards. He can do all of these other things too. Now, he's not Justice Hill where it's, you're a receiver as well. But when it comes to getting – he was what they needed. He was what the Ravens needed to go along with what Lamar Jackson can do. And now look what it does with Zay Flowers and Bateman and all those guys downfield. It opens things up so well for him. Last night, Kevin, as I was watching, I was looking at him and going, you know what, it's probably best he wasn't a Cowboy because he looks really good in a Ravens uniform.
He really does.
For whatever reason, that Ravens uniform looks right on him.
Now, Mike, I'm going to ask you the next question, so hopefully it will keep you occupied and you keep your hands to yourself. Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach, because I really don't think people understand what a big deal this can be. He's brought the ping pong tables back to the locker room and says he hopes it creates energy and competitiveness.
Yeah.
From your experience, I know it's a different world, but how important can that ping pong table be?
It can be important, except we got ours yanked out of Jacobs Field.
Because y'all were goofing around too much?
Well, I wasn't on the team at the time, but I think, and I could get the names wrong, so if somebody like ran this nationally, I'd be like, this wasn't the right guys. I believe it was Kenny Lofton and Russell Branyant who got into a big fight based off of the ping pong game that they were playing. So, yeah, it added competitiveness, and I think they got into a fight.
Wow.
And so Charlie Manuel, the manager at the time, I think it was Charlie. I think it was after Hargrove. They had to take out the ping pong table because it was causing too many fights. And yeah, so there's a balance, right? Of like, hey, we have a ping pong table. You guys can play ping pong. There's a ping pong table in the Rangers clubhouse. And I want to say this. I think Josh Spores might be the best at it.
Oh, really?
I think I was told that Sporesy might be the best ping pong player.
She was the best at being healthy.
On the Rangers.
He's the best at getting that last World Series out.
You know what? You're right.
But, yeah, I think it can be a good thing, but it can turn into a negative, as we saw, if he gets too competitive and then guys get mad at something ping-ponging, then...
I think for Cincinnati specifically, Kevin, like, this is a thing where they're probably a little tense because of what their season has started out as.
Yeah.
And they need something to kind of rebuild some morale. Well, like Mike said,
they need to win out.
Yeah. Like Mike said,
that's going to happen.
As long as it doesn't cause fights, it should be something that causes some fun.
Now, for the Rams, wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson was arrested on suspicion of DUI. Sean McVay said they're still gathering information about that, and they're not sure if he's going to play in their next game, which is pretty logical.
Wouldn't you know, like, either they make you blow into the...
Or you refuse it, the breathalyzer.
Then they take you to jail, and don't they test you at that point? They can't test you with the...
But I think that's the de facto. I don't want to get into the details, so I'm just going to tell you we're still looking into it. Now, let's talk about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, with his wife and company, are suing his dad over money that he alleges was improperly taken from his account. So the lawsuit says a collection of, quote, interconnected entities with common ownership transferred more than $12 million from Mayfield to themselves without proper authorization. So obviously they have a couple of, like, either not necessarily shared businesses, but like connected businesses. And the allegation from Baker Mayfield is that his dad has taken $12 million from these companies to give to himself or whoever else.
That doesn't sound peace-a-thon like.
It does not.
Is that illegal on the front, like, for the company?
I think...
Because that's where I guess I'm having... If I'm Baker, I have a problem. Otherwise, it's my dad. Dude, take $12 million. But, yeah, I don't care.
Really?
But if it's going to cause a problem for my company, like, I'm going to get sued because of that, or he's going to get in trouble.
Which probably.
That's where I'm standing up going, hey, man, this is a problem.
That's where it gets scary, is when the government gets involved.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not... One, is it ethically right what they were doing?
No.
That's a conversation. And then two is... To Corey's point, if now the government is going to come after us or me because of this, then you've done me really wrong.
So the interesting thing is, I'm not saying this is what all the money went to, but the lawsuit is alleging that the defendants used the money however they desired, including to fund acquisitions of new businesses or to cover payrolls at unrelated businesses.
All right.
So they're like, you took our money to maybe get new businesses or cover your own payroll, but, like, what about us and our payroll? And
stuff? And I bet he's like, hey, did you like that Thanksgiving every year you were growing up, Baker?
Oh, man.
I actually don't know what his relationship
Did you like that car I gave you so you could drive from Lubbock to Norman, Oklahoma, so you could be a quarterback again?
Would you be able to sue your dad?
I think we all can sue whoever we want.
Okay, yes. I mean,
like, in your heart.
I don't think so.
He wouldn't even buy his dad a house.
Yeah, that's not sue. That's the opposite.
Yeah, it's like the same thing to me.
He's like,
you wouldn't buy your dad a house.
That's true, because first of all, he's dead. And second of all, I wouldn't anyway.
I got a lot of complicated baggage with my dad.
We're on the same page.
Real life alert, 11:52.
Yeah, in case you ever wondered about that. All right, so I want to go back to the Rams for just a second. That game, the Rams against the Eagles, somebody bet $1 million
on the Eagles?
Straight up on the Rams.
Oh, they lost.
To win that game, and they lost.
That happens.
It does.
You could win or you could lose.
Actually, they might have bet it against the spread, but either way, they lost $1 million.
We had fun doing that for a while, and
we
stopped it. I don't know how much money you have to have. Like, you know, betting $20 a week is not a big deal. Now, for some people, $20 a week could be a
huge,
much bigger deal.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know how much money to have. And then, like, What satisfy you? Let's just say you have $1 billion,
you
or you're
a
worth
million.
$1 billion, yeah. And you bet them. Well, does that? Yeah, I lost. So what? But I don't know. Like, I just you already have the money. You don't need more money. Why are you taking this risk?
Now let's move from that to a very bizarre scheduling quirk. The Broncos have entered the history books after agreeing to have their Week 16 road game against the Chargers flexed from Sunday to Thursday night. Denver becomes the first team in 98 years to play multiple road Thursday games after playing on a Sunday. Oh. Now, you might think that's unfair, but here's the thing. The Broncos could have said no to the flex since they already did one flex like that, but they won that game, and they were like, why the hell not? The last team to do this? This is so weird. The 1926 Los Angeles Buccaneers.
Oh, of course.
They did what?
Yeah. They had two Thursday games after Sunday games.
Okay.
On the road. That feels brutal to me.
And the Cowboys host every year on Thanksgiving. Exactly. Okay.
And it's not just Thanksgiving. I'm just saying Thursday in
general. Yeah, no, I was in my mind, I was like, Thanksgiving is always a Thursday.
That is true.
And I was like, but the Cowboys always play on Thursday, but they're home.
The 1920s?
Yes.
Who played?
The Los Angeles Buccaneers.
Yeah, they moved from L.A.
I don't
they
know
took
if
their
that
boat,
is the same lineage.
And they went through the Panama Canal.
I don't know
all
about
the way
any
to Tampa.
Of this.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. Were there planes flying from, like, Los Angeles to Green Bay back in 1920-something?
In the 20s?
I don't think so.
It was all buses.
So they took a train, like...
Or trolleys.
I didn't know there was this is where I'm confused. I thought it was, like, New York, Chicago, Green Bay, Philadelphia. Like
closer ones.
Yeah, like, Los Angeles was in the NFL in the 1920s?
I guess
that's
so.
That's where I'm, like... Yeah, you're probably looking at me like, what the hell's going on in your brain?
All right.
But that's a tough
trip. I was thinking about is, like... 1920s, the New York Yankees weren't playing the Los Angeles Dodgers.
You had the Canton Bulldogs, the Cardinals, and that was...
Chicago.
Yeah. You had the Jeffersons, you've talked about them, the Heralds, the
Moving
Independents, the Bears, the Panthers. No, the Panthers weren't there.
yeah, what website are you on?
sorry.
Mike is calling into legitimacy.
Yeah, hold on, that was
just like the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, the Akron Indians, the Chicago Bears, the Buffalo Bisons, there was a Cardinals team, Rock Island Independents, Dayton Triangles, Rochester Jeffersons, Canton Bulldogs, Detroit Heralds, Cleveland Tigers, Chicago Tigers, Hammond Pros, Columbus Tigers, and the Muncie Flyers.
I mean,
all
I don't
in 1920.
It says Arizona Cardinals. Would they have been St. Louis back then?
I don't know.
And do you think this might have been from like one of the like the All-American Football Conference, perhaps, that they've kind of like the way they've taken some of that lineage is a little bit confusing to me. By the way, one more quick thing. I wanted to mention for the Carolina Panthers, they cut Charles Harris. You might be
Man.
Who the hell is Charles Harris? That's a fair point. This is the third time he's been cut by the Panthers this year.
Why does he keep going back?
Because they keep picking him up.
Yeah, that's
probably true. He has 3 sacks this year, which is tied for the team lead for Carolina. And so, first of all, their leading sack person has 3. And also, he's been cut 3 times by the team.
Is there a possibility that one of his sacks was like when Taco Charlton got his first sack and they forgot to block him, so he just had a direct line to the quarterback?
You know,
the Cowboys organization was bragging about it, and I'm like, I get it. He tackled the quarterback. They literally forgot to block him, so when the ball was snapped, the tackle went to his right.
I
and then
cannot
Taco
rule
just
that
direct
out.
Lined him like, Taco, hey, it does count as a sack. I can't deny that. Taco did nothing to deserve that except the offensive lineman forgot he was supposed to block that sack.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, puck around and find out. We'll talk about that third period for the Stars yesterday. Plus, power ranking, the NFL power rankings. All of it next right here on The Fan.